Well, this week was quite a week. And I think it emphasizes that the world is obsessed with sex. And to see another government leader in the way that he did, the governor of South Carolina, Sanford, really emphasize, in my mind, the great problems that face people when the whole society is obsessed with sex. It reminds me of the pall that hung over Germany, that hung over China with Mao Tse-tung and Stalin with Russia, and that's happening down in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez. There is a pall of deception. There is a pall of, like in the case of the Chinese Revolution under Mao Tse-tung, there was a pall of destroying everything that meant anything because of the revolution with the little book. And the young people went around and they destroyed books, buildings, libraries, mostly knowledge. In the case of Stalin, it was just a pall of oppression. Everyone was oppressed, and if you didn't do what Stalin wanted, you were... So in order to set up the Soviet Union and enforce all the things that they enforced, and we're seeing a good measure of that here in the United States today from the political scene, 50 million people were killed just for the sake of one man, the hierarchy, and the people who ran it. Same way with Germany. A pall came over the whole German nation as if they were possessed of the devil. And the first reaction that people have, and we're seeing it here in America today, they turn off. They don't want to hear anything. They don't want to see anything. They don't want to do anything. They just want to survive. So same way that's happening here in America politically. So we have the government, many of the government leaders and the population obsessed with sex, and we have the whole government run by those who should be in the insane asylum. Now, how do we get that way? How does that happen? Well, it doesn't happen all at once. It happens step by step by step by step. And I think Dolores made a good comment when we were watching something that on the news concerning what the doctors were doing with their experiments and all of this sort of thing. She said, you know, all that we fought the Nazis over and all their terrible experiments and things, medical ones that they were doing, etc., we're doing in America. Everything they were doing. And now following that comes what? The same kind of oppression. So here we have the governor of South Carolina having the gall to ask his wife permission to go to Argentina to continue his affair with this woman. And yet several years before that, he instructed his four boys, now don't do it. And today, if you do anything like he did, they've got all the emails. Someone kept all the emails of his infatuation with this woman from Argentina and released them. And in no sexual sins, there are the equal and the more equal. If you belong to a certain party, hey, that's cool. If you belong to a different party, you're a hypocrite. So everything is upside down and crazy. How does this happen? Well, and right in the middle of that, Michael Jackson died. Now, Michael Jackson and his family started out really well with their singing, with their dancing, and I saw some of the history that they were playing on television about it. And it was wholesome, it was good, it was fine. Once he got really famous and notorious, let me just put it that way, all of his music became a symbolic sexual orgy. And they now have the music that can so hypnotize people that they just break out in tears when they see him. And yet he ended up, he started out fine, but he ended up corrupt. He ended up drugged. He ended up $400 million in debt, and yet he brought in $700 million. No, he sold 750 million CDs. And, of course, there are a whole host of other problems that go along with Michael Jackson and the whole entourage. But isn't it interesting? The world will go after someone like that and say, oh, what a wonderful man he was. However, if Jesus Christ would walk the streets or someone would condemn those kind of activities, oh, you're judgmental. You're harsh. You're evil. And several factors brought this whole thing about. Number one was the law that was by the Supreme Court that what two individuals do in the privacy of their own home hurts no one. And that opened the floodgates. Then the examples of the politicians down through, and you know, some know that there is hardly a politician in Washington, D.C. that is not absorbed in this kind of thing. So once this gets going, then it comes down through the population. And so here we have a nation now that has been teaching sex education for the last 20 years. And then they wonder why that the teenagers get involved in sex. And teachers with their students. And even in Washington, D.C., it's legal for a female teacher to have sexual relations with her students if they're over 18. That's the law in Washington State. So we're obsessed with sex. We see it everywhere. And so what does this lead to? Adultery, fornication, homosexuality, male and female. Pedophilia, husband-wife swapping, bestiality, everything that the Bible says, do not do. And God gave the laws for our benefit and good so that we could live. And yet, look, Michael Jackson died at 50. And Michael Jackson is only one of how many that die before their time because of their lifestyle and how they live and the way that society has taught them how to live. So we have, you know, the education trains them. Now we're in the third or fourth generation of sex education in the schools. And so what do they have? They have 12-year-old girls and boys taking cell phone pictures of their private parts and emailing it to each other. All right? You look at the media. Everything has got to have some sexual overtone, especially when it comes down to advertisements. And if you look at the soap opera things, it's all about sex or sex overtones and so forth. And we have television, entertainment, sports, movies. Then I mentioned the cell phones and then the text messages and the publications. Hey, when I turned 59, because they have the demographics and they buy these mailing lists. And I got advertisements for sexual enhancement for males. Not just one. There was a time I was getting them every other week, sometimes twice a week. And imagine all the other men were. You watch the news, say, okay, well, Fox is good news. So you watch Fox News, and what do you see? Erectile dysfunction ads all the time. We are obsessed and possessed with sex. How did we get that way? Well, when we abandoned God, turned our back on him, because Satan has deceived the whole world. And he's the one who brings these things on. He is also the prince of the power of the air. So this is how he keeps it coming, just grinding out more and more and more and becoming more obscene in everything. You can go on the internet and there's pornography all over. Go on the internet and you can text message for pedophilia. Text message, men text messaging boys and girls. You have the whole thing of prostitutes with cell phones and email and text messages. Business has never been better. You can go into, check into a hotel and you can download all kinds of pornographic things you pay a fee for. Called adult entertainment. You go someplace like Las Vegas and Reno, everything is nothing but sex and gambling and smoking and drinking. No morals at all. So here we are. How did that come about? Well, let's come to Isaiah, the 5th chapter. We are suffering from the results of casting away God. So the first thing you do is get rid of the laws of God and you change the moral standards. And that is called defining deviancy down. Now, to give you an example of defining deviancy down, they even had a really risque billboard ad by Calvin Klein, where they actually showing 3 men and a girl, and one of them had his fly open, and the others were doing bodily contact and kissing and licking in sexual overtones toward each other. I think they finally got him to take it down. But remember what happened when Michael Jackson's sister at the Super Bowl, they were dancing, and all of a sudden pulled back and one of her breasts popped out, and they decided, well, we can't have that. So they took him to court, went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and there's virtually nothing that they can do about it. Defining deviancy down. How does it start? Isaiah 5. Let's come to Isaiah 5, page 507. Isaiah 5 and verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good. Oh, we can't have those Ten Commandments. Those are old. Those are outdated. And I remember Al Dershowitz saying, right over television, greed is good. That's what capitalism is built upon. Greed is good. The commandment, you shall not covet, is outdated. Well, look at Wall Street today because of greed is good. Would you say Bernie Madoff is good? Would you say the banks are good? You call evil good and good evil. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight, because they become a law unto themselves, and everyone who becomes a law unto himself or herself then is lawless in their character and their behavior and their thought, and everything becomes expedient, and what they desire to do through lust or greed, they do. Now, we'll see what happens when you have a whole civilization that gets wise in its own eyes. What happens to them? Verse 22, woe to them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. You can just add in their drugs, all kinds, prescription, legal, illegal. Add all of that together. Verse 23, who justify the wicked for a bribe. And that is so rampant in Washington, D.C. and in other political things, it is unreal. And here's what they do if someone stands up and says, well, you shouldn't do that. What? You mean you live a life by what the Bible says? You got to be crazy. Here's what they do. And take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. They don't want you to have that standard. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their roots shall be like rottenness and their blossoms shall go up like the dust because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Now, just to show you how bad that is, let's understand this. All the laws and commandments of God are like the law of gravity. They're in effect upon everyone all the time. If you have other gods before you, you suffer the penalty of it immediately. If you have idols and statues, you become superstitious and infested with demonic type religions and things like this. If you take the name of the Lord in vain, and as we covered, the biggest ones are those who are from the pulpit. Likewise with the Sabbath. Likewise with honoring your father and mother. And boy, I tell you, that's broken all around the world today. You can't even discipline your children. And those who bring that out know very well that if you don't discipline the children, they're going to rule over you. So we see spoiled brats everywhere. So it's going to come against them. Therefore, the anger of the Lord is kindled against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and has stricken them. That's what's going on in the nation today. That's why we have the economic downturn, because of the moral decay and corruption and deceit that is going on. And the hills trembled. Their dead bodies were as filth in the midst of the streets, and that's coming. In all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And that is for more correction against them. All right? Let's come to Hosea. Come to the book of Hosea. Here's what happens. You do that to God, God's going to do something to you. Book of Hosea, let's come to chapter 4. That is page 662. Here's where we are coming. If you expect a turnaround in the economy, don't look for it because it's not going to happen. If you expect things to get better, don't look for it unless there's a mass repentance of people. And don't expect that either. So here's the warning that God gives. Verse 1, hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And as we have seen, God judges every nation according to how they do, as well as every individual. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. See, because truth is whatever you believe for yourself is right. Truth is relative. People no longer believe in absolute truth. Since we're talking about sex, God says, you shall not commit adultery. And then there are many laws in the Bible which say, you shall not have incest with father, mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle. You shall not lay with mankind as with womankind. And also, they have the laws there that if you cause your daughters to become whores, the land is going to be filled with violence. Leviticus 19:29. Has that happened? their knowledge of God. Now, recently, I did a radio program, and a lot of them were startled to hear the truth for the first time. They were shocked. Now, notice, daily living by swearing and lying. The heart is deceitful above all things, and the carnal mind is enmity against God, and that means an enemy of God and is not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. Lying, killing, and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out. In other words, there is an obsession with sex. And blood touches blood. Now what happens? See, because you cannot have a situation where what you do in the privacy of your home affects no one else. Number one, it affects the two people involved. Number two, if there's family and children, it affects them. Number three, it affects the society because your moral standard has been eroded. Now, you multiply that over and over and over again by the thousands and millions, and then you have defining deviancy down, defining morality down, until you legislate it out of existence, because so many people are involved in those kind of activities, that you might as well have no law because no one pays any attention to it. And that's about where we are. But notice what happens, and I want you to think about it. Therefore, the land mourns. Do we have upset weather? Do we have problems in agriculture? Do we have problems with drought, flooding? Yes. And everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the beast of the field and with the birds of heaven. Yes, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away. Well, they canceled the salmon fishing this year in California and Oregon. Not enough fish. There you have it. Yet, let not no man strive or reprove another, for your people are as those who strive with the priest. In other words, they're striving against God. And you shall stumble in the day, and the prophet shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. Now here's where we have come, and here's our standing before God today as a nation and as a people. And we can say, and every other nation of the world that does the same thing, but more importantly us, because we're the descendants of Israel. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now let me stop and just emphasize this. Even though this is absolutely true, there's an average of 4 Bibles in every home in the United States of America. So they have the knowledge, but they won't use it. Because you have rejected knowledge. You don't want any of God. You don't want anyone telling you what to do. You're going to do your own thing. If you're set to commit adultery, you're going to do it. And in the case of the governor, he even asked his wife, will support me when I go to Argentina and I want to continue the affair. And there was an occasion sometime before this that he gave a very strong speech on morality. So look at the hypocrisy in it, see? You reject knowledge. I will also reject you from being a priest to me. Because, you see, America and Britain were to bring the Word of God to the whole world so they could live by the Word of God as well. See, we were to be a priestly nation to bring this to God, and God sent us so to do it. And what has happened? We have been corrupted by the world. We have been corrupted by Satan. We have been corrupted because we reject the knowledge and cast away the law of God. And you shall stumble in the day, and the prophet shall also stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. I read that. Okay. Because you have rejected knowledge, verse 6, I will also reject you from being a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And who's suffering more than anything else because of this? the children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. And that's what you're seeing happen to the United States of America and Britain today. Their glory, as the greatest nations that the world has ever seen, is being turned into shame and ignominy. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity, and it has become like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. Who's also a big violator of sexual sins? Priests, pastors, evangelists. And we were personally, formerly associated with a church, were the leading evangelist who was the golden voice of that organization, admitted to committing adultery with over 200 women, and yet they didn't get rid of him because it was his golden voice that brought in the money. And that set the demise and downfall of that organization. And there's also something that is true. What happens to the church will follow and happen to the nation. And that church no longer exists. Now stop and think what's going to happen to us. As I mentioned on a radio program last night, be prepared. We're going to become a third world nation. But you might as well make up your mind that that is going to happen and figure out how you're going to survive. And the only way you're going to survive, I'll tell you, is this. At first, be right with God. If you're not right with God, you're going to suffer worse. Verse 10. For they shall eat and not have enough. And look at it. Look at this poor nation, the health of this nation, what they've done to the food supply with genetically modified foods. It's an awful situation. Sickness, disease, and right now they're ready to pass a health care thing. 1,500 pages and they don't even know what's in it. They just passed in the House of Representatives a bill for cap and trade, the biggest tax that has ever been. And I know why they want to do that, because that's going to give the government trillions of dollars to do whatever they want to. So they don't care about people. They care about themselves. They care about power. They care about sex. They care about bribes. And it's like, as I said at the beginning, the insane asylum is running Washington, D.C. And nobody has enough sense. Why? Because when you get rid of God and your mind becomes corrupt, you have no way of having any standard for morals. And those who claim to have standards, whatever party they belong to, are just kind of weak little wimps. They're more interested in their hairdo and their suits than they are in doing what is right. Verse 10, continuing. They shall commit whoredom and not increase, because they have stopped taking heed to the Lord. Verse 11. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Add into that drugs. So forth. That means you don't have right affections. You don't have right thinking. You don't know how to act in a way that is correct. So here's what the people do. Verse 12. My people seek advice from their wooden idols, be it whatever it is. They don't go to God. They don't open the Bible. Oh, yeah, their lives are all messed up because they're all obsessed with sex, and they go to shrinks, psychologists, and psychiatrists to try and figure out what's wrong with them. And it would be very simple if someone would say, look, the problem that you have is that you are obsessed with sex, and you better start following God's laws. No? And their rod declares to them. In other words, whatever the message comes back. For the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to go astray. The spirit of whoredoms is the obsession with sex in the whole society. And they have gone whoring away from under their God. And then he says, here's what they do. They sacrifice on the tops of mountains. That sounds an awful lot like a lot of these rock concerts. Burn incense upon the hills and under oaks and poplars and elms because its shade is good, because their works have to do in darkness. So their daughters shall commit adultery, and your bride shall commit adultery. Will I not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom? Or your wives when they commit adultery? We can add in there your husbands when they commit adultery. Even the men themselves go aside with whores. They sacrifice with temple prostitutes. The people who do not understand shall fall. So God gives a warning. I tell you, what a perfect description of what's going on in America today, right? Absolutely. Though you, Israel, play the harlot, yet do not let Judah become guilty, and so forth. Now let's continue on and see what else here. He also says, now he talks to the priest too. Let's come down here to chapter 5, verse 1. Hear this, O priest, all right? Every minister, evangelist, pastor, teacher, deacon, priest, cardinal, bishop, hear this. And hearken, O house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king. So that means the president, the Supreme Court, all of Congress, listen up. For judgment is toward you because you have been a snare for Mizpah and a net spread over Tabor. Now those were cities that God had to punish. And revolters have gone deep in slaughtering. And I chasten all of them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, you commit whoredom, and Israel is defiled. That's the United States and British Commonwealth. Their doings will not allow them to turn to their God. For the spirit of whoredom is in their midst, and they have not known the Lord. Possessed of sex. So much so that you can't even say anything against homosexuality. See, you have free speech for everything but that. You can't have someone stand up and preach the word of God and say that's wrong, yet radical homosexuals can beat the doors down and come in and do things to you. Or drag you before the courts because they say, oh, my little soul was offended. Well, I tell you what, God says, tell them. God says, preach it. That's what I'm doing. Verse 5, the pride of Israel testifies to his face. No repentance, no changing. Therefore, Israel and Ephraim shall fall in their iniquity, and Judah shall also fall with them, etc. Verse 7, they have acted treacherously against the Lord. They have begotten strange children. And boy, is that not true? You look at the occult embracing of kids. Unreal. They pierce their nose, pierce their tongues, pierce their lips, pierce their ears. I saw one woman, she must have had 50 little earrings on each ear. And now the thing is, you put in these things in your earlobes and you gradually stretch out your ears so you can become like the aboriginal Africans in East Africa. They even have some who slit their lips and then they put it in and stretch out their lips. All degenerate things. Strange children. Now let's continue on and see some more here because this is something. And we will see also how to avoid all of this and what God shows that we ought to do. Let's come to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. Here's another description of what's going on. Now, as I read this, what I want you to do is think about all the parties on Friday night. All the goings-ons. All of the dancing, all of the drinking, all of the drugs, all of the illegal sex, all of the pornographic movies. You know, women get all upset that men ogle after naked women in pornography, but you have to look at it the other way, too. It takes two to be guilty. Why are there women who are willing to degrade themselves and pose for pornography and commit live sex acts so people can watch on movies and television? You're all guilty. Now let's come here to verse 13. Nope, verse 10. Jeremiah 6, page 558, verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Who's going to listen? Jeremiah was a lonely man. The only one he had was Baruch, his secretary. And even he was from a priestly family from Anathoth, and the men of Anathoth, being priests, wanted to kill him. He had a terrible, terrible, lonely, lonely life because he had to preach and warn. They didn't listen. Behold, their ears are not circumcised, they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them a reproach, and they have no delight in it. Don't speak to me those words anymore, because it makes me uncomfortable. We want to have God's blessings with our sins. Jeremiah says, no, it's not going to. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I'm weary with holding in. Pour it out on the children in the streets and on the assembly of young men together, for even the husband with the wife shall be taken, as well as the aged with fullness of days. And their houses shall be turned over to others. Is that not happening? And it's going to happen even more. Together with their fields and their wives. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. Here's the reason. For everyone from the least of them to the greatest of them is greedy for gain. Add into that not only illicit business practices, lying, cheating, and con games, but add in state-sanctioned gambling. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Now, let me just tell you again, and I'll say it over and over again. Every time you go to church on Sunday, you're going to listen to a liar in the pulpit, and you yourself are a believer of lies, because nowhere does the Bible ever sanction Sunday. And you fail to read the Old Testament because you've been told in the pulpit how many times, well, all that's done away and fulfilled. Not so. Hasn't been done away and fulfilled. Verse 14, they've also healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Everything's going to be good. Don't worry about it. Your loving Savior President will send you a check. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? That's what God thinks of all of these behaviors. No, they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be cast down. So God gives a warning here. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. That means according to the commandments of God. And you shall find rest for your souls. You'll be able to sleep at night. You won't have depressions. You won't have anxieties. You won't have hang-ups. You won't have to worry about sexually transmitted diseases. You won't have to worry about ruining your life with drugs. You won't have to wonder who was going to be helping you or whatever. See? But they said, we will not walk in it. I wonder what would happen if the city or state said, listen, everyone, we're going to cut our taxes drastically. But everyone is hereby now required to read the Bible and set your morals aright. We can cut our welfare in 2/3. We can cut our police force by 60%. We can cut our hospital cost by 90%. Oh, read the Bible. Separation of church and state. You can't do that. You can't force us to do it. It's exactly what would say. See? We will not walk in it. Oh, yeah, they would say, oh, you're making all these people unemployed. No, God would bless you and there'd be plenty of employment. Verse 17. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the ram's horn. That is, in today's language, we have a war with terrorists. Watch out, they're going to kill us. Now we have an administration that says, we won't hearken. It's a foreign overseas event. Therefore, now here's God's sentence. You've never heard this before. You better listen up. Therefore, you nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. So this is also a warning for the church. Hear, O earth. Is the earth still here? You betcha. Behold, I will bring evil on this people. Oh, why should God do that? How can a God of love do that? That is mean. That is terrible. No, read on. Even the fruit of their thoughts. What do you think on? What's in your mind? What goes through your mind? What is your obsession? Is it sex? Is it television? Is it drugs? What is it? Is it fun? Is it sports? What is it? The fruit of your thoughts. Do you have hatred? Do you have bitterness? Do you have murder in your heart? Are you a liar, a cheater, a thief, and an adulterer, homosexual? Because they have not hearkened to my words nor to my law, but have rejected it. Do you see what happens when people reject it? Bad news. Very bad news. Yet we're still a religious people, aren't we? Come over here to chapter 7. Same page. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. Now this should be from every pulpit, everywhere, in every church, and in every synagogue across this nation. And proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah. We can say all America, all Britain. Who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place, because we're going to face terrible consequences that are going to come on this land, that if I told you all of it in one sermon, you couldn't handle it. But it's coming. So here's the warning. You want things to go well with you? Do not trust in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. See, they trusted in the temple. We trust in the American spirit. And we trust that we are such good people that God could not possibly conceive of punishing us for our sins. Let's go to the next track, please.